Let us pray. Most merciful and triune God, our almighty Creator, loving Savior, and gracious Spirit, we thank you for preserving our lives, for providing salvation for all people, and for revealing your true full of word into the world. Grant us grace to believe that word of the gospel about Jesus, that we may know the truth and confess our faith in your promises of forgiveness and eternal life. Bless Jessica today as she restates her baptismal vows, that she may continue in the true faith through using your means of grace. Help all those who are confirmed in this church to remain faithful to their vows to you as they look to the glorious appearing of Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray, amen. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text chosen for this Confirmation Sunday is written in the second chapter of Titus, beginning at the 11th verse, and reads as follows in Jesus' name. For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present age, looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from every lawless deed and purify for his own special people, zealous for good works. This is your word, Heavenly Father. Sanctify us through your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Dear Jessica and family and people who are hearing God's word and confessing faith in the triune God. In the book of Proverbs, Solomon personifies wisdom as calling out to all people, "Come, eat of my bread, forsake foolishness and live, and go in the way of understanding." What is that wisdom that gives us life? It doesn't come from philosophers or scientists or psychologists or professors or teachers. And it can't be found in the ancient books of the human race. The wisdom that gives life is found in our gospel today, where Jesus is talking about faith in him when he says, "I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I give is my flesh, which I shall give for the life of the world." What does this mean? It's explained for us in our text for today. It is the wisdom that Jessica has been studying under three teachers. It is the wisdom that she was given at her baptism. Today she renews her vows that were made for her at her baptism. And so it is important for her to know this wisdom. It is important for us all. When she was baptized into Jesus' death, she was clothed with Christ's righteousness, and she was made an heir of eternal life and given eternal life. Along with the command to baptize, Jesus also added to command them to teach, to observe all things, whatever I have commanded you. And confirmation is part of that instruction to teach all of the things that God has commanded in order to grow in the faith and to know who is her Savior, and also so that she may examine herself to be able to partake of the Lord's Supper. Her education in the Word gives her knowledge about her Savior and eternal life. On this Confirmation Day, let us examine St. Paul's words so that we also know the answer to the question, what does our confirmation vow mean? That was something Luther asked a lot. What does this mean? And we want to answer on the basis of our text that it means confessing Christ, living righteously, and looking for Jesus' appearing. Confirmation is a rite that the Christian church developed to teach and prepare people for hearing and learning about Jesus and receiving the Lord's Supper. The confirmation vows that are made today are the same ones that were made for her at her baptism. At her baptism, she was given the grace of God that brings salvation. And she learned in baptism, when the water was united with God's word, it became a gracious water of life, a water that brings her salvation, forgiveness of sins, that makes her a child of God and an heir of eternal life. By studying the Ten Commandments, though, we see that we don't deserve this life, that we have broken God's law. She memorized the passage, "All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." And there is not one who does good, no, not one. And again, by the deeds of the law shall no flesh be justified in God's sight. She learned that the law condemns us, but that the law was given another purpose. St. Paul says the law is our tutor to bring us to Christ that we might be justified by faith. The word justify means to be declared not guilty. And here is God's grace and mercy that he declares people who are guilty not guilty because of his Son. Our text says salvation that appeared to all men declares that Jesus gave himself for us that he might redeem us from every lawless deed. This means that Jesus gave himself as our substitute to buy back our sins, to pay the price which we could not pay. And this is important for us to understand the gospel and message. And that's what Jessica especially has been emphasized in her instruction. Who Jesus is, what he has done, why it was necessary that he die, what did he accomplish, and how do we have the forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation. Jesus accomplished this by according to his nature. And one of the two important questions that are in the explanation that she studied was, why did Jesus have to be true man, and why did Jesus have to be true God? Jesus had to be true man in order that he might be placed under the law in order to keep it. And he had to be true man in order that he might be able to die, because God doesn't die. But Jesus also had to be true God in order that his keeping of the law would be for all people. And he had to be true God in order that his death would apply to all people, that the ransom price would be the price that paid for the sins and the punishment of all people. In your confirmation vows, you will be asked, do you believe in God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit? Your answering confession declares your faith in the triune God, but also in the God that works, the God that creates all things, the God that saved all people, and the God that brings the gospel to the world in order to create faith in our hearts. It is that God that saves. It is that God that brings life. He is the true God to be worshiped and glorified. And these works and these words testify to Jesus' work in our text. The grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit was involved in all of that work, in bringing Christ and the message to go out into the world, in designing things to happen so that Jesus would die on the cross to pay for our sins. It is truly grace, because as sinners, we do not merit anything before God. It is truly the grace of God because he alone gave Jesus to be our Savior. He alone provided a way to heaven. It is grace because we do not deserve faith, but the Holy Spirit created that faith in us by his word. It is therefore vitally important to confess these things, as we also did in the Augsburg Confession. This is the center of our faith. It is also vitally important that we live righteously. By God's grace through faith, Jesus has set us free from the law so that we don't have to keep it in order to get to heaven. However, faith does not free us from the law in our regular life, because we have to deal with sin and with temptation all through our life. And so St. Paul added in our text, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present age. You learn from the sixth petition to pray, deliver us from evil. And part of that is, and lead us not into temptation. And Luther explains that the devil, we live in a world where the devil, the world, and our sinful flesh seek to lead us into misbelief, despair, and other shameful sin and vice. So with your confirmation vows, you are promising to continue with the help of God in your battle against Satan and sin. We live in a world that doesn't want to deny any desire or activity. Why should we obey our parents or the police? Who will know if we vent our anger on Twitter? Why not commit adultery whenever we feel like it? Or steal because we want something? Or ruin another's reputation if we feel justified? Why not covet what we cannot have or complain when we don't have enough? And you have been taught, Jessica, that these things are sins, that they're contrary to God's will, and that these things will destroy your faith if you allow them into your life. And so it is vitally important that we deny ungodliness and worldly lusts in order that we conform our life to the world, to the word, and to the rule of the word. When you promise to do that, to conform your life to the rule of the word, it means that you're promising to, with the help of God, to fight against sin and to lead a devout life as God's child. Drowning the old Adam by daily contrition and repentance through baptism is putting on the new man. These are important to our Christian life. With God's help, we ward off the devil and we live for God. In our text, St. Paul speaks of God's own people zealous for good works. The more we know about God and his love for us, the more we will want to desire to serve him and to do what is right, to put off sin and put on the new man. The more we study God's word, the more we understand who Jesus is and what he has done for us, the more we see how God protects us and guides us, the more zealous we are in abounding in God's will and doing his word. The more then we also want to tell others about how Jesus has loved us and gave himself for us and redeemed us from every lawless deed. Now, we can't carry this out by ourselves and in our own power. Through the means of grace, that is, the word, baptism, and Lord's Supper, the Holy Spirit gives us the grace and the power and the love to fight against sin and to live godly, righteous lives. Now, your devotion to Jesus will not always win you friends. There are people who make fun of us for being Christians, others who reject the Bible truths, and when they turn away from us, we need to understand that you have a friend. That friend is Jesus. He will be with you all time throughout your life through his word and sacraments. We also need to know that Jesus has made some promises that will help us as you live in this life. And that's why our text talks about looking for the appearing of Jesus Christ. At your confirmation vows include the confession of the Apostles' Creed, from there he shall come to judge the living and the dead. The grace of God which brings salvation also means that we are looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Christian faith deals with the past, present, and future. The Christian faith shows us what Jesus has done to save us by his death on the cross. It teaches us what the Holy Spirit is doing to us to keep us in the faith and to bless us. And it tells us what God promises to do for our future. If we only had faith for this life, St. Paul says, we would be most pitiful people. But Jesus says that in spite of the troubles and cares of this life, there is another life. There is eternal life. As Jesus promised, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. It is important then that you confess your faith in Jesus' promise that you also look for the glorious appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ. Many people reject this as a fairy tale or don't think it's going to happen and they don't feel the consequences of their sins. But because you have that certain hope in Jesus, you know he has died for your sins and he will come again to take you to heaven. You can endure all the trials of this life, for you can confess that the sufferings of this present world are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us through Jesus Christ. And you know that nothing can separate you from the love of God. Your confirmation vows mean confessing the triune God, confessing Jesus, desiring to live a Christian life, looking for the glorious hope of God in Christ. Jesus said, "If you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Continue in the word is something that you need to do, because confirmation is not graduation. It's simply another step in our growing to know Jesus and to serve him in Christian love. May the Lord bless you in your confirmation vows. May the Lord bless us all in understanding our vows that we made, so that we also may see and confess our triune God and look forward to the glorious appearing of Christ when he comes again. May God be with us all. Amen.